As promised, we're joined right now by a wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, a two-time Pro Bowler. He holds the NFL record with 8 consecutive games of 100 receiving yards, coming off a big game in that win over the Patriots. On the season, 54 receptions for 553 yards. Minnesota 9-2, first in the NFC North, and they've got a big one. They're hosting the Jets on Sunday. Adam Thielen is my guest. Adam, it's great to run you down. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you, Adam. Thanks so much. Listen, I know you're looking ahead, but I've got to ask you about that bounce back after a pretty rough day against Dallas. How critical was it for you guys to bounce back the way you did against New England on Thanksgiving night?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was big for us as a team just to show, you know, how important it is to prepare and to have a mindset, have that kind of energy. It was good for us to show, you know, when we don't have that, what happens, and then what we do when we do have that, when we do have that focus and that intensity throughout the week and then in the game, you know, what that does. And I think it was good for us to learn that as a team, and we're going to have to use that moving forward.
I think that's really interesting. Like, I mean, it's such a long year, Adam, no matter what. It's a long season, and it's a grind. And I know guys get caught up in the process and the regimen, but to your point that, you know what, if you kind of lose track of that or you slip just a little bit, that's the type of thing that can happen. How does it happen? Is it just a matter of it being, it's a really long year? And by the way, it's not easy.
Yeah, for sure. But I do think, again, to my point I just made, you know, you kind of look back at those 2 weeks because they were so close together. You could just sense a little bit of a difference. And I think it really came down to intensity and kind of attitude, that kind of chip on your shoulder attitude. It was probably the biggest difference. You know, I think there still was obviously great preparation, and there was want to win, there was will to win. But I think it was just a little bit of missing. And you know, you kind of look inward first, and I think that was something that I kind of took to that next week was, okay, I'm bringing that intensity level a little bit higher in the way I prepare. So my preparation is not going to change. My process isn't going to change. But just the intensity level and how I do it, it needs to change. And I think, again, that's what we kind of learned from those two back-to-back weeks.
Hey, by the way, I love that. I love that. I think that applies to anybody and everybody in terms of what they do. You know, it's amazing when you look at it, you guys are 8-0 in one score games this year. I mean, that speaks to your tenacity. That speaks to your grit. I'm curious, is it something that even on this level you can work to develop as a team? Or frankly, do you just have to bring in as many guys as you can who are already built like that?
You know, I think it's a little bit of that, but I also think it's the confidence you gain as the season goes. You know, I think you win a couple of those early on in the season, and you gain confidence in the fact that, hey, if we are in this position again, we've been through it, we've done it, we've proved that we can do that, and we can come back, and we can go win those close games, and we can handle some of those tough situational football situations that you have to be better than the other team to really have a chance of winning those close games. So I think just the confidence of from week in and week out of doing that a few times over and over, and then you kind of just know that you're always have an opportunity to win the football game. And when you have that confidence, that kind of allows you to just go out there and play a little bit freer. You know, you're not as dependent on, you know, a specific play. You just know that you can go out there and just play free. Let the game come to you and then kind of just let it play out.
Adam Thielen is joining us. So you and Bill Belichick had words in a game back in 2018, as a lot of fans remember. And then you had a little bit of a shoulder bump, which honestly I thought was kind of cool, Adam. I'm not going to lie. I thought that was kind of compelling and kind of riveting. I'm curious, at the end of that game, you won, you're coming off the field. Were you looking to have any kind of moment to connect with him on any level, or had you not forgotten 2018, and were you looking to enjoy that big win and just keep moving?
No, I have a lot of respect for him and what he's done, what he does as a coach. You know, the difficulty it is to play a Patriots team. You know, we've played them a few times, and it's a tough challenge every time you play against them. So I have a ton of respect for him. So I kind of wanted to say that, but, you know, it probably wasn't a great situation. You know, he's looking for the other head coach. It's right after the game, after a tough loss. So. But I was hoping to catch with him before the game or quickly after the game. But I don't think he meant any ill will behind it. I think it just was a bad timing.
Yeah, I thought you would answer it like that. Honestly, it seemed like that's what you were looking for. I thought that maybe you were looking for that. So, like, heat of the moment, two really competitive guys. He had a tough loss. Are you good with that? Or were you a little disappointed that you didn't get that moment? Or he didn't give you, afford you that moment?
No, I'll get that moment at some point. But, yeah, I mean, it'd be great to have a quick conversation with him. But yeah, you know, at the end of the day, it didn't rub me the wrong way at all.
Appreciate your thoughts. I get that. Adam Thielen is joining us. So, of course, you got yourself a new head coach in Kevin O'Connell. He came over from the Rams after a couple of years as their offensive coordinator. He was a great quarterback at San Diego State, spent 5 years in the league as a player. How has the offense evolved since he took over, and what's it like to play for him?
Yeah, you know, I think those two questions kind of go together. I mean, I think how the offense has evolved and what how I feel about playing for him and how is he to play for are very similar, because he's a guy that's willing to adapt and overcome and to find ways to make this offense, this particular year with these players, the best it possibly can be. And, you know, that it's not always the case. So it's a credit to him that he's willing to adapt and to bring in what we do well and try to make this the best offense as possible. You know, a lot of times, that you run a certain system and that's what you do. You got to find a way as a player to master that system. But I think when you can kind of have that collaborative effort of what we do well as players and what the system brings, and kind of bringing that in, meshing it to be the best system as possible, I think that's what really makes a great coach and a great leader.
Adam Thielen, my guest, for one more moment. Adam, one thought about Justin Jefferson, that catch that he made against Buffalo. There's been so much talk about that and how that's the catch of the year. That might be one of the greatest catches ever. I mean, you're with the guy every single day. You work and practice with the guy. That catch that he made on 4th-and-18 against Buffalo, is that even the best catch you've seen him make?
You know, honestly, I don't think so. You know, I do believe, though, just situationally, how much that catch meant to what, you know, giving us an opportunity to win that football game. It was probably the biggest catch, but as far as the best catch, I don't think so. You know, I think he makes these catches look so easy. I mean, there's times in that Patriots game where he made a couple catches that, you know, everyone maybe thinks like, oh, that was a good catch. But I think he makes it look so easy that, you know, the one where he's down the sideline and he kind of gets smacked as he's catching it and holds on and a big play down the field. Those routine catches, that he makes them look routine, that those are not routine catches. So it's fun to be able to be alongside him and see him just be so consistent and playing at a high level week in and week out.
All right, so one last thing. I've got to ask you about one guy on the team that I cannot get enough of, a guy that I think is absolutely electric. That's your play-by-play man, Paul Allen. This dude is amazing. What do you think of this guy and the juice and the power that he brings to his gig?
Well, you know, it's kind of cool for me because it's come full circle. You know, I grew up listening to him, and I remember driving, with my dad. We'd drive in somewhere on a Sunday, and we'd be listening to the game on the radio, and it was one of my favorite things to listen to PA. And then I remember in college, you know, every during the week, you know, I'm doing my homework or on my way to school or something, I always have K-Fan on, listen to PA, and then now being able to build a relationship with him and know him for the last 10 years. He's a great human being and has been a great mentor for me. So it's really cool to see him at the national spotlight. Honestly, I didn't realize until recently that he wasn't really known nationally. And then when the Buffalo game and he kind of got some of that national publicity came out, I guess it kind of shocked me because I thought he was already nationally known and had that national respect. But he's unbelievable, and that voice is just – there's just nothing like it. And the way his spontaneous, you know, how he's just so quick on his feet is impressive.
And it's really interesting what you said, that he's been a mentor to you. How so?
You know, I think just in a lot of different ways. You know, he's always shedding a positive light. He's always, he prays over me before every game. From a faith perspective, he's really dove into his faith and is really knowledgeable and strong in his faith. So has been a great resource for me there. And then outside of football, being able to talk about, you know, post-career stuff and him just really wanting to help me there is really been cool.
Yeah, I promise you, last thought, you mentioned he's positive. I love that notion of positivity. Like, are you pre-naturally positive? Is it a choice? What about that positive mindset and bringing that to the facility every single day, because you know that's so critical?
Yeah, you know, I think as humans, we're probably not naturally positive. I do tend to lean towards the positive mindset, but it's something that I have to focus on, you know, every day when I'm on my way to work and I'm thinking about how blessed I am and how thankful I am for where God has put me and the people that he's put in my life. You know, I think that's where I get that positive mindset to say, you know what, I'm pretty blessed to be here. Like, I don't have a whole lot to complain about. So I'm going to try to share that and spread that by just being positive and being happy and being outgoing, whether it's good or bad in the building. And you know, trying to have the mindset, is it easy every day? No, but I think it does help. Not only yourself when you have that mindset, but others around you.
I love that message, and I can feel it. Just this conversation alone, I can feel it, that you have that gratitude, and it's real gratitude, and you embrace everything. Adam, it's great to get caught up. I really appreciate you spending so much time and coming on this show. Really appreciate the conversation, and great to talk to you, Adam. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. Take care.
Adam Thielen, Vikings wide receiver. All right. I love it when a plan comes together.